Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death has supporters of the Affordable Care Act worried about the future of the federal law. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard was out in Hartford today with a group of physicians, advocates, and legislators.
The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments in a case challenging the constitutionality of the ACA just after the presidential election. Ginsburg and other liberal justices had defended the federal law, but advocates fear that the ACA will be dismantled in her absence. Senator Matt Lesser says this could affect more than 200,000 Connecticut residents, especially those who get coverage through Medicaid expansion and Access Health CT.
Those folks could potentially lose health care immediately, and that it will disproportionately be communities of color, it'll be lower income folks, people who don't have access to health care through their employers.
An ACA repeal could also affect people who get private insurance through their employers. The law currently allows coverage for dependents up to 26 years old, lifetime caps on out-of-pocket costs, and coverage for pre-existing conditions. Dr. Benjamin Cherry is the Health and Public Policy Chair for the Connecticut chapter of the American College of Physicians.
It's sort of remarkable that we're here rallying to the defense of the Affordable Care Act in the midst of a pandemic.
President Trump is expected to announce his official Supreme Court nominee within the week. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.